I'm pulling out of the parking lot. We all know what that means. It's time to have the drive to work. And I dropped Adam off at camp again. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about a topic near and dear to my heart, poison. So I want to talk a little bit. It's an alternate wind condition. And I want to talk a little bit about its history and a little bit about the challenges of designing with poison, because it is an interesting thing. Okay, so first and foremost, go back in our time machine back to 1994 in a set called Legends. So in Legends, there were two cards. One was called Pit Scorpion, and the other was called Serpent Generator. And those were the first times ever that introduced this idea of a poison counter. And the idea of a poison counter was that if you got enough poison counters, 10, you just automatically lost the game. And the idea was, it was kind of this different kind of way to lose. Normally in Magic, you have life gain, you know, you have 20 life, but you have ways to offset that. That my opponent can do 20 damage to me and I could still be alive because I could gain life. The idea of poison was, I mean, it started as a flavor thing. If you notice, both the cards are literally things that are poisonous things. One's a scorpion, one makes snakes. But the idea was, I think it started because they were trying to capture the flavor of actual literal poison. And so they came up with the idea of this sort of alternate way to win. And the kind of, what happened was, for a couple of years, every once in a while, we'd make a poison card. None of them were good. All the poison cards actually were pretty bad. But I noticed that people liked playing. I liked playing with them. Just because people like alt-win conditions. It was an interesting alt-win condition. And in the early days, back in my pre-Wizards Johnny deck-building days, I used to try to win with weird win conditions. So of course, I made a poison deck. I made a bunch of poison decks. Because it was a challenge to win with a poison deck. Poison decks back in the day were not particularly good. And so once I got to Wizards, I was really excited to make some poison cards. I think there was a poison card in Visions that I made. And I think that was the last one. I got here, made one poison card, and then R&D decided to pull back in poison. But I wasn't deterred. So when the very first set I designed, Tempest, I decided that I wanted to blow up poison. And so we had done poison and vision, so I was like, okay, we can do poison. In fact, the code name of the set was Bhogavati, which is like an Indian land of poison snakes, I believe. So clear by the code name, poison was meant to be a really big part of it. So I turned Tempest in, and I think there were a lot of poison. I don't remember exactly, but it was like, you know, 30, 40, 50 poison cards. There's a lot of poison cards. In fact, it was probably on the high end. It might have been closer to 50. And not just creatures that poison you. I had spells that poison you. I had all sorts of things that poison you. It was one of the major themes of the set. And then it gets into design or development. And it turned out that I had put a lot in the set. I had overstuffed it a little bit. It was my first time. A very common first designer mistake is I just put way more in the set than fit in the set. For example, the two main mechanics from the next year, from Urza Saga, Cycling and Echo, were both in my set. And in fact, there was so much stuff in the design for Tempest that I think for like 5 or 6 years, every set had a card that originally had appeared in a Tempest design file. Just there were so many cards that didn't get used that were cool cards. So, I put it in, I was all excited. And then, instead of 50 cards, they whittled it down to 40, then 30, then 20, then 15, then 10, then 8, then 6, then 4, then 3, then 2, then 1, then, you know what? We don't want poison in the game. And they removed all the poison. They decided that poison wasn't something good for Magic. At the time, it was... They were on very weak cards, so the cards were not super sought after, mostly because it was a very niche strategy and the cards weren't particularly strong. But I watched and I realized that a lot of people made poison decks. And one of my beliefs is, one of the ways to understand something that's popular is, if people do something when it sucks, you gotta like it. There has to be something there. It's the same argument I made when I wanted to put the tribal stuff to make Onslaught have a major tribal theme. My big argument was, look, people are making the goblin decks and the zombie decks and the merfolk decks. They're making the decks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not any good, but the fact that people keep making them says something, right? The fact that people keep doing something that isn't particularly strong says that, wow, there must be something about this. Like, if winning isn't the reason, well, there must be something fun about it. So I became determined to... Well, I mean, I was determined with Tempest, but I was like, okay, I will find a way and a place to get poison in the game. That was my vow. So, okay, so that was 94. I made Tempest... Well, I'm sorry, 94 was when Ice Age came out. Then I made Tempest. Tempest came out in 98, so I was working on it in 96, probably, 96, 97. Anyway, in 96, Unglued came out. And Unglued was, out of the gate, very, very popular. For those who don't know, I've talked about this. I believe that there was a big audience for it, but we overprinted. So there was, early on, there's a lot of excitement. People really liked it. And a lot of cards were bought. So much so that they greenlit Unglued 2 really quickly. I was going to do it, I think, so it came out in 96, so like 97, I got greenlit to do it. So the way the timing worked out was Tempest had, they had just killed Poison and Tempest, and shortly thereafter I was making Unglued 2. So I'm like, okay, well maybe if it was in a black border thing, maybe it could be a silver border thing. So I put a major Poison theme into Unglued 2. In fact, the theme was, there was a theme of animated vegetables, and all the animated vegetables had poison. So the vegetables were bad for you, haha. and I had cards like Mad Beatdown, where they were beets, and what was it, Celery Stalker, and Rutabaga of the Night, which is a playoff of Spirit of the Night. Anyway, I made all these animated weird poison vegetables. And they made a bunch of other cards. In fact, I took some stuff that I had done in Tempest, and they put it into Unglued 2. And then, Unglued, because we overprinted it, a lot of it, we had to burn a bunch of it, and you know, we had to get rid of a bunch of it. And so it went from being something that they were very excited about to going, oh, I guess people don't like this. So they killed Unglued 2. Very far. I had art. I mean, it was really late in the process that it got killed. So anyway, okay. Take number two to get poison in the game failed. So I decided, okay, I got to play the long game. Clearly they didn't want it in black border, and silver border wasn't happening anytime soon. So I said, okay, I have to be patient. I have to look and find the right place to do it. Okay, so we flash forward to Future Sight. So Future Sight was the third set. In Time Spiral block, Time Spiral looked at the past, Planar Chaos looked at the alternate present, and Future Sight looked at the future. So we had a bunch of cards that were teasing the future. So this was a great place to tease the return of poison. So I ended up making a mechanic called Poisonous. So the way Poisonous worked, so original poison, creatures originally had a poison, there was no keyword for it. You just, it would say on it, when I hit you, give a poison creature, poison counter. So I made a mechanic called Poisonous, and the way Poisonous worked was, Poisonous 2 meant, if I damaged you, you got two poison counters. And we try to make sure that the poison rate was higher than the power rate. So usually your power and your poison were close to the same. Sometimes you did more poison than your power. But if the poison is less, let's say, for example, I have a 2-2 creature with poisonous 1. Well, the problem is I would kill you with the creature at the same time I would kill you with the poison. So we wanted to make sure that the poison would kill you quicker than the damage would. Anyway, I made Poisonous, and I think there were a couple cards with Poisonous. There was a Sliver that had Poisonous. I think there were two cards with Poisonous. I think a normal creature and then a Sliver that granted Poisonous to all Slivers. Which, by the way, won the Pro Tour, a little side note, that there was a two-headed giant Pro Tour where people drafted, and the winning strategy, the one that won the Pro Tour, was a Sliver deck in which often the win for Slivers was poison, because if you give all your Slivers poison and you sort of alpha strike with them, all you needed to do was 10 damage and you won the game. So I put that in there as a little teaser of I want to do Poison. Now, R&D let me put it there because, okay, I was teasing at things. It's fine to tease at Poison. It was on two cards. Neither card was particularly... Ironically, they thought not tournament relevant, although one of them won the Pro Tour later in Limited. So I got to put a couple cards in Future Sight. And to me, that was kind of like announcing like I was going to try to find a place for Poison. So we flash forward to Scars of Mirrodin. So Scars of Mirrodin, we were trying to fit... Well, the big thing with Scars of Mirrodin is I wanted to... We were reintroducing the Phyrexians. And I wanted the Phyrexians to feel scary. I wanted the Phyrexians to feel like, oh, I really should be worried about them. These guys are scary people. Or scary creatures. And so we wrote down, we had, what was it? We had a list of four words. They were toxic, they were relentless, they were viral, and they were... One more word. Anyway, toxic was one of the words. And so I decided that Poison would be an interesting fit for them. That they, you know, they kill you in a way that they sort of corrupt you and kill you in a neat and different way. So, now this was design. Now, remember, Tempest design, I put Poison in. So just being in the design doesn't inherently make it guaranteed that it's going to make it all through the process. So I really wanted to deliver something that I thought was a superior experience to make people want to do that. Okay, so the first thing we did is we went and got the mechanic from Future Sight, which was poisonous. And so the idea is, oh, this is poisonous 2, this is poisonous 3. And we started playing with it. And the problem we found with it was, well, two things. One is it was very locked. So, it was locked, meaning if I say poisonous 2, I'm only giving you 2 poison. So let's say you have 6 poison and I attack my 2/2 poisonous 2 creature. What people tended to do, they're like, oh, I got other, I mean, if you had other means to get rid of it, maybe you block it. But let's say you have some choice to make. You're like, oh, well, I know I can't die to the poison. I only have 6 poison. Okay, I'll let that through and I'll deal with something else. And that there was no suspense. There was no, the poisonous creatures weren't particularly scary. They didn't even get scary until I had enough of them that you couldn't block them all and you were at a point where I had lethal poison damage. Up till then, it's like, eh. So, and another problem with it was there wasn't a lot of interaction. The only interaction that happened was if I could use it to grant evasion to my creature. That if I had poison, it's okay, I want to hit you. Well, if I can make, you know, if I can make the creatures... Now, I should note at this point, by the way, we hadn't yet added... Wither yet. We hadn't added the -1/-1 part to infect yet. It was just poisonous. It just literally just gave you poison. And the only cards they interacted with were cards that sort of helped get you through. Made you unblockable, you know, grant you flying. So it was very limited on the cards that would interact with it. And then one day, I'm trying to remember how we made the switch over. The idea was we were looking for a way to make it more dynamic. And it came up, well, what if instead of, I know what it was. Is we had looked at Wither, and Wither had a template that said, if this damages a creature, that damage is done in the form of -1/-1 counters. So we were inspired by Wither when we made the first version of Infect, which just said, damage to players is turned into poison counters. And the reason I liked that was, okay, now you have 6 poison and I attack with a 2/2 creature. Now you're not sure whether you're supposed to block with me or not, because who knows, maybe I have a giant growth and you'll be dead. So it allowed the poison creatures to have a much more scary quality because you didn't quite always know what they would do. It made you have to worry and sweat about them a little bit more. It made them scarier. Instead of being some like known quantity that I can ignore for a while, every time something hit me, I had to go, oh, do I think he could boost or something? And putting equipment on it, putting enchantments on it, like anything that naturally boosts just now makes them more powerful. And in Scars of Mirrodin, we were a Mirrodin, so we had, there was a equipment sub-theme, because Mirrodin is tied to equipment, so it just naturally sort of fit some stuff together, and it made it much more dynamic. And the other thing it did is, a lot more things care about power than, you know, I mean, there are definitely things that help you get through, but there's even more cards, and all those cards still matter, getting through still matter, but now we added every card that cared about power. equipment that affected power, not matter. Or is it affected power, not matter? Giant growths or any sort of effect that boosts power, not matter. All of a sudden, there's all these different spells and you had a lot more options of how you can interact with it. The other thing, by the way, real quick, which is we started using Wither and decided that Wither flavorfully matched the Phyrexians. And so for a while, some Phyrexians had poison and some Phyrexians had Wither. And the idea essentially was, well, they're toxic. Maybe they're toxic to you. Maybe they're toxic to your creatures. And then at one point, we crossed the streams. We made a creature that had both Wither and poisonous. Or not poisonous, an early form of infect. And it played, the flavor was so good, we started doing that in more cards. And eventually what I found was, like, most of the cards with infect had Wither on it. I'm like, why are we adding that extra thing? Let's just make it part of infect. So we took away Wither and just put the Wither effect, Wither ability into infect. Okay, so let's talk about some of the challenges of designing poison. So one of the truisms that I've always held about poison is I like the fact that you can't get rid of poison. There is a card called Leeches Made in Homelands that's incredibly weak, but I never liked the card. So why? Why did I feel that way? Well, number one of the complaints we always get about poison is, how does it feel different from life? Isn't that just another life track? And the answer was that, A, obviously it's a different amount, and B, the thing I really liked about it was, unlike life, like, let's say my opponent, you know, they start to give them 20 life. How much damage do I have to do to defeat them? Well, maybe 20, maybe more than 20, you know. I mean, there are games where I've done 40 damage to my opponent because they've been gaining a lot of life. And so I wanted to sort of change it up and say, okay, that poison sort of has this absolute, and it also made poison an interesting answer. Because let's say your opponent has a lot of life gain. Well, I could put some poison in my deck, and hey, it doesn't matter how much life they have. They could be at 200 life. They still died at 10 poison. So I really like the idea of poison being an alternative to dealing with, for example, when life gets out of control, when life gets hard. And I like the idea that it's had sort of a locked state to it, that you knew what it was and it wasn't variable. The other thing that the reason I didn't want to get removed is that I wanted poison to be something that had a different feel to it. And what I found was, once you couldn't remove poison, every poison just felt, it just made poison feel a little different. Like you're just one inch closer to death. With life, because you know you can gain life, it's sort of like, well, okay, I'm at some low life amount, but am I really? Maybe I've wasted my deck to get back. When every time I get poisoned, I'm one inch closer to death, and nothing is going to change that. So I held really firm on the fact that I didn't want anything removing poison counters. So people say, but poison, there's antidotes. If you actually get poisoned in real life, there's answers to that. And I'm like, I get that. And you know, oftentimes we work really hard to sort of match flavors where we can. But sometimes the thing I cared more about was having poison have its own feel, you know, both emotionally and mechanically. That I cared more about that than I cared about it necessarily matching everything about poison in the real world. Okay, it's magical poison. It works a little bit differently. I think that's okay. There's this belief that part of doing top-down things is that you want to capture every aspect of it exactly. And my point is, better designs is capturing the feel of it than capturing all the physical similarities of it. That sometimes people get so caught up in it working exactly the same that what they miss is what you want is not, like in writing, one of the things they tell you is, your goal is to understand what you want, how you want people to react to your character, and then do things that force the reaction you want. And that don't, one of the biggest problems sometimes is in the drive to reach for realism for characters, you do things that contradict the emotional impact you're trying to have. And that one, that's a big truism of storytelling, and it's true for game design, which is how people react in real life versus how they react in fiction is not the same. That what I might really do might read as false in a script, for example. that there's a lot of classic examples of, here's something that really happened, and now I'm going to put it in a script. And the audience goes, I don't believe that, you know. And so one of the things you have to do is, when you're designing something, it is not, don't fall in the trap of trying to capture every little nuance of it. What you're trying to do is capture the feel of it. So what did I want with Poison? I wanted Poison to be scary. I wanted Poison to be something where you're kind of afraid of Poison. You know, like if you see a poison snake coming towards you, you're not like, well, I don't think that snake has enough poison to kill me. This is not the way you think. You're like, oh my God, this is the poisonous snake. Let's get away from him. You know, even if you read a book and you're like, well, no, one snake cannot kill you. They do not have enough venom to kill a human being over a certain weight. So if you weigh over 100 pounds, a single bite of the snake cannot kill you. Your response to that is not one of, oh, well, now that I understand it can't kill me, okay, I guess it can bite me. No, it's a snake. It's poisonous. You know, you're afraid of it. I wanted you to be afraid of the poison creatures. I wanted poison to be, and I want poison to be a different kind of win condition. You know, and one of the things that I one of these days I'll do, have I done a podcast on win conditions? One of these days I'll talk about win conditions. But the big issue for me with poison in general was that there's something about it that captured people's attention. There's something that really endeared people to it. So anyway, so I put Infect out. Let me tell you, this is an important part of the story. So I put Infect out, and it is super polarizing. We look at the God Book study, and it's the number one mechanic. It's the most popular mechanic in the set. But it's also the least popular mechanic in the set, meaning when people vote for favorite and least. Now, overall, it was the most popular mechanic, meaning more people voted it their favorite mechanic than people that voted it low. So, while I say there was lovers and haters, the lovers outnumbered the haters. But what I found is there are a lot of fans of Infect, a lot of Infect gets played, but there are a lot of people that dislike Infect. And one of the biggest complaints, here's one thing that's funny is, I get a lot of complaints. The two biggest complaints about poison is A, it feels too much like life, and B, you can't get rid of poison, which I always find funny since those seem to be contradictory complaints. You know, I think one of the keys of any kind of game is you want to sort of find ways to make things that are similar but a little different. The fact that it's kind of like life but not exactly life, to me, is good. It means that there's a lot of interactions you can do. You know, it's easy to grasp how things will work. But at the same time, it just is a little bit different. Now, people who dislike it complain that I've lowered the life total from 20 to 10. And I'm like, I have, but, big asterisk, you have a much smaller pool of creatures to pull from. So yeah, I've lowered your life total, but with the promise that, well, instead of having, you know, 10,000 creatures to choose from, you now have 20 creatures or 30 creatures to choose from. And given that some of those creatures are in colors that, you know, like, don't support poison as much as others, like, okay, let's say I want to play mono green or black green, like, I have a lot less choices. Like, just mono green, I want to play a mono green poison deck, okay, I got 10, 12 choices. Some of those are bad, you know what I'm saying? Some of those are not particularly strong cards. So you are playing. There's a cost that comes with doing that. Yes, I do get to lower your life total to 10. But I can't play 99.9% of the creatures. You know, I can't play most of the creatures that exist. So, okay, that's a big drawback. Now, there's some positive to it. That's the whole point of anything is, okay, well, I have to restrict myself. And what can I do within that? And yes, the fact that we made, in fact, tide of power means there's all sorts of things in larger formats where you can do really quick kills with it. But, like, the fact that it keeps getting played, the fact that, you know, it there are people that love it. And so it's very funny that one of the things that comes up a lot is people are like, I hate this thing. My friends hate this thing. So you should not do this thing. And then my answer to them is, okay, are you in the majority? Do the majority of people hate this? Is this something the majority of players really don't like? And when you do the research, you're like, oh, no, actually, more people like it than dislike it. And the people that like it really like it. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not as inclined to get rid of that. You know, when you... Now, the thing that always gets brought up when I bring this argument is something like counterspells. I'm like, okay, you know, we existed in a world where counterspells were super strong, and you had the deck where I countered everything. Was that generally liked? No, it was hated. It was not, you know, it was greatly, greatly, greatly disliked. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have counterspells. We do have counterspells. It's not that we it's not like we got rid of counterspells. You still, every single Magic set has a counterspell in it. We lowered the power level of counterspells to make sure that you can't make a deck of nothing but power of counterspells. And Poison, I will point out, was not a major player in Standard. It was not something that was dominant in Standard. It has become a relevant deck in larger formats because the larger formats have a lot of tools to interact with it. But it's kind of weird to say, hey, you made something, and in this format, there's a lot of tools to make it good. Okay, if it gets too good, we'll ban something. You know, like, larger formats, like, things have to compete with pretty powerful stuff in the larger formats. So the fact that it can compete means, okay, it's kind of cool. There's something different you can do with it. Now, Commander, I know it's annoying Commander. I think Commander should change its poison total. If we change its life total, I don't know why I don't know why poison total doesn't change. If your life total doubles, why doesn't your poison total, I don't know, double or whatever it needs to do to be at the appropriate level? I guess it's Commander 30 life now? Anyway, I don't play a lot of Commander. But it should be corresponding. I'm not sure why it's not. But we don't control that. So please, if you love playing Poison and like playing Commander and get your friends get mad at you, send messages to the Commander people and say to them, hey, why doesn't Commander work the same way as Life works? Why doesn't it have the same percentage shift? Will we see more Poison? That's a fine question. I will say this. Infect has proven developmentally was definitely tricky to do and had a lot of impact on the set around it. One of the biggest strikes is to Infect from our standpoint is it really made us sort of not do some things in the standard environment around it because, you know, we wanted to make sure that it wasn't so dominant in standard, and so we were careful about that. And that's one of the reasons it wasn't is that we were careful about the environment we created. There's cost to that. So will we do Poison again? I don't know whether or not we'll do Infect again. Maybe we'll do Infect again. There's a lot of fans, but it is... There might not be a mechanic more divisive than Infect. The people who like it really, really like it. And people who hate it really, really hate it. And the designer in me kind of likes stuff like that, that it can be that polarizing, that, you know, it can go from such high highs to low lows. That's kind of cool. And I talk all the time about making a game where people are passionate. And, you know, in some level, the things that make people passionate are going to make other people passionate against it. So it's a tricky thing. I do think Infect, like, I don't want to unmake Infect or anything. I'm glad it made Infect. I do believe that we will see Poison again in Magic's future. So here's the question. Will we see Infect again? Maybe. Will we see Poison again? I'm pretty sure that we will find other ways to use Poison. Just because, if, for example, I can see making a card where there's a different kind of win condition and then just going, hey, isn't that really Poison? And then just changing it to Poison. So I don't think we've seen the last of Poison. I don't know. I don't know if we've seen the last Infect or not. I would do Infect again. But I understand that there's a lot of people concerned about Infect, and I know development's concerned about Infect, so for those Infect haters out there, it is not a sure thing that Infect's coming back. But anyway, I'm almost to work, so Poison to me is flavorful, it is interesting, it does have a unique quality to it, and I like that it makes a little kind of metagame that people can build around and do things with. Is it powerful in larger format? Yeah, yep, yes it is. But it's competing against some really powerful things. And so, I feel like, you know, if Vintage gets to have Dredge and Storm, okay, look, it can have Poison. And actually, I don't even think Infect is all that great in Vintage. I think it's more of a modern thing, I think. I like the mechanic. I like Poison in general. I think that it is cool to have alternate win victories. I think it's flavorful. I think there's a lot of neat designs that come out of it. I think it leads to some deck building that can be interesting. So anyway, I, as I started this thing, am a fan of Poison, and I do see future to Poison, although it might not be Infect. The future Poison might go some different routes. And even if we do one day bring Infect back, I do hope to bring Poison in different ways that are different than just Infect. That is something I plan to do at some point. Anyway, I'm now in my parking space, or a parking space. I don't have my own parking space. Every time I say that, people think, like, I have my specific, like, you know, mark stamped on it. I don't. Anyway, I'm in the parking space, so we all know what that means. It means it's the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. I'll see you guys next time.